Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Kirsten Holmberg, and I titled our devotion, Beating as One. Stories have captivated humans since the dawn of creation, functioning as a way to pass down knowledge long before written language existed. We've all known the delight of hearing or reading a story and being immediately engaged by such opening lines as, "Once upon a time." The power of a story appears to extend beyond mere enjoyment. When we listen to a story together, our heartbeats seem to synchronize. Though our individual heartbeats vary over the course of a day and might only match another's coincidentally, new research indicates our hearts may all fall into the same rhythm when we hear the same story at the same time. In Genesis 1:1, God begins telling us his story with the words, "In the beginning." From the moment Adam and Eve first drew breath, God has used that unfolding story to shape not just our individual lives, but also, and perhaps more importantly, our collective lives as his children. Through the Bible, the most magnificent nonfiction story ever recorded, our hearts as believers in Jesus are joined together as people set apart for his purposes. In response, may our hearts beat in shared rhythm, delighted by the author's creative works. And may we share his story with others, declaring his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples, inviting them to become part of it too. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verses 27 through 31. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for showing us who you are through the Bible and making us your own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Kirsten Holmberg, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.